You are listening to the audio production of Together is a Beautiful Place, Finding, Keeping, and Loving Our Friends by Bailey T. Hurley, published by NAB Press in alliance with Tyndale House Publishers. This book is read by the author. To Hunter, Liv, and Henry, may you pursue the kind of friendships that make a meaningful life. Introduction. Together is better. You know things are bad when you have to lie to your mom about having friends. As my first year of college drew to a close, I, unlike my classmates, could not wait to pack up and head home for summer. My mom, aunt, and cousin had traveled all the way from Kansas to California to drive me home. I was a basket case the entire 2 days they were there helping me pack. The stress of finishing finals, organizing my room, and coming to terms with the year ending loomed over me. School and extracurriculars had made it easy to avoid thinking about how lonely my freshman year had been. But with my family there asking questions, the truth about my lack of new friendships was sinking in. When I had finished my last final, packed my last oversized college hoodie, and checked out with my RA, I met my family by the car to leave. It was dark outside when we pulled out of the campus parking lot. But before we could exit, my mom suddenly stopped the car. "Why don't you say goodbye to all your friends?" she said. "Take as much time as you need. I'll wait here in the car until you're ready." I closed the door slowly and gave her a slight nod. As I walked toward the row of freshman dorms, tears began to form in my eyes. I would have no long, drawn-out goodbyes. First, I visited my roommate. She had been my one saving grace that year, the person I could count on. We'd shared late-night pillow talks and binge-eaten popcorn in our beds. She understood, too, the challenges of creating community. We were two misfits who had found one another, a blessing neither of us recognized at the time. Before we said goodbye, we signed our initials on the top of our door to prove we had survived this first year, then hugged and went our separate ways. We would be studying abroad in different countries the following year and wouldn't see each other for 8 months. Then, as I stepped out of our dorm and onto the lawn, I saw all these groups of friends, crying, laughing, promising to stay connected. Yes, I'd had a wonderful roommate, but I still felt like I was missing something. I longed for a friend group that had never materialized. The feeling of left out sunk in deep as I watched other girls hug each other close. Why was I so unlucky at building a group of friends? I stalled outside the dorm so it would seem like I'd been busy exchanging addresses and agreeing to visit soon. Then I went back to the car and lied to my mom. Yes, I had lots of quality hugs and fought off a trail of friends just to make it back to the car. And we drove off. The whole drive home, I wondered, is there something wrong with me? Friendship hadn't always...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?